Well, heart dwellers, good news and bad news. And the wedding bells are definitely on the Lord's heart as we dance tonight. And he's also giving us a look into the future and what's going to be happening in this next war. So I'll go ahead and begin. Wedding bells are definitely on the Lord's heart as we danced and danced in our bridal attire. Understanding more about how this monogamous and pure relationship works, I'm being more attentive to my feelings for him. I see more and more each day that he is not just God, unapproachable, or for everyone the same, but I uniquely bring joy to him, that each of us matter to him profoundly. My eyes and my heart have truly been opened to reciprocate and not feel like I'm giving nothing to him, because after all, he is God and I'm just another human. No, I bear the special imprints unique to him, so special, so singular, so unduplicatable. Knowing this is causing me to take his personal love for me much more seriously. Before, it was more like God is love and so God has to love. But now, it's more like my Lord is in love with me because of the beauty he created in me. And not even because I was faithful to return love to him, but just because I'm uniquely beautiful to him the way he created me. And that goes for all of us heart dwellers. Oh, I struggle with the words. I really hope you would be able to catch on to what I so poorly describe. It's not easy to describe it, but I just am getting more intimately attached to him and getting to know him so much better. Today, he very tenderly put a ring on my finger. Today, he very tenderly put a ring on my finger, a heart-shaped diamond, giving off waves of light, just like the aurora borealis, intermittently sparkling with fire. We lingered there for a very long time, forehead to forehead. It was really a tender moment. Then he presented me to his father, and I fell into worship. Afterwards, we continued to dance for quite a long time. Then Jesus took me out to the rose garden, and we sat on a bench together, with roses gracefully drooping over the bench. One in particular was right between us, as though it wanted to catch as much of the love as it could. The Lord began to show me planes flying over America. They were coming in from the northern border, and I saw them somewhere over the northern part of the Midwest. I also saw paratroopers dropping from them. The thing that confused me was that the planes looked like old war planes, or more rounded in shape. Not as sleek as jet fighters and that kind of thing, but just more rounded on the wings and in the shape. And our northern border was completely unprotected. The Lord began to speak at this point. I am showing you what must transpire soon. The sky will be cluttered with parachutes as you are invaded from the north. That day will be like none other in the history of the world. The people living in your country are so unprepared for what is to happen that many will succumb to shock. I know you hear me talk about this a great deal, my love, but you cannot be too prepared, especially because your country's borders at that time will be completely open and for all practical purposes, quite deliberately, unguarded. I had a flashback to the Canadian Prime Minister and Obama talking on the phone. Jesus continued, "They really do think they will be totally prepared and protected. But I am telling you, so many things will go wrong in their efforts to destroy this country and yet stay safe that it will soon balloon out of their hands. He will not be safe, nor will his family. And ultimately, he will suffer the same grief he has laid on the backs of the American people. He will not escape unscathed, nor will his children. As it is written, they dug a hole for others, but fell into it themselves. No one can possibly calculate the probabilities or things that can go wrong in such a huge operation. These underground cities that they are relying on so very heavily are still within the shifting crust of the earth. With barely a nudge, the tunnels will break into pieces and shift, effectively sealing off those who are in them in segments. Because of the prayers of your people, there are many ugly underground creatures that will be snuffed out in an instant by my hand moving the crust of the earth and burying them in their own subterranean graves. This will be one weapon against the people that I will destroy. Your prayers are powerful, my people, very, very powerful. And while I cannot forestall the tribulation any longer because of the repentance and prayer, I can lift off some of the judgments that were planned to fall. Do not underestimate the power of repenting for your country. Oh, how powerful this is! Like Moses, you stand between the righteous judgments of God and this corrupt generation. Yet I shall have pity and show mercy time and time again. So continue your prayers. There are devices of wickedness and evil that you in your own imaginations would never think of. Terrible things, inflicting great pain and death. But because of your repentance and prayer, I will intercept and destroy many of them, giving those left behind another chance to repent. Oh, pray for the repentance of your children, America, for those caught in disobedience and sin. Pray that they will repent and not join the ranks of those who are bitter and shaking their fists in my face, cursing me. Pray that a wave of repentance will be sent to bring them to their senses, and that they will come to me repenting and seeking guidance. Many heroes will be born in that hour, and many that you thought were heroes will crumble in the dust, revealing their true interior emptiness. I will raise up warriors after my own heart. They will listen to me alone, and from their hands I will wrought great miracles. I will grant them the advantage against their adversaries, just as I jarred the earth's crust and entombed those who have brought this upon their countrymen. So much depends on prayer. So much is out of your hands and in mine. Those who are swift to see this will prosper. Those who rely on their own strength will quickly succumb. That is a point I have wanted to make over and over again to my heart dwellers. You can rely on me or you can rely on yourself and your own prowess, but you can't have both. Only the prayerful and obedient ones will gain the victory. In all things, my people, pray, repent for the nations, listen for my instructions, and obey. Pray much that the horrors planned against the innocent will fail. Pray for the destruction of the infrastructure that has arranged all these events to decimate mankind from the earth. These prayers I will answer. And yes, pray for your enemies and the unsaved. Know that with the death of millions, hell will expand, and unprecedented volcanic activity will erupt in places never imagined. This will be part of the destruction of the underground cities. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah were reduced to sulfur, so shall these chambers be filled with deadly gases and magma. No one could foresee the effect of the expansion of hell and what it would have on what they call secure bunkers and cities. Yes, pray. Repent and pray more, especially for the innocent and last-minute conversions. Pray even that your enemies repent in their last moments, for those who call upon me will be saved. I bless you now with courage, intercession, and a heart after my own, even as Moses had. Lift up your hearts to me and call down mercy on the earth.